independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We have not gotten enough of our members to get to yes at this point under what we're currently considering.
Wah. Wah. Wah, 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 wah.
How sad is that? Producer Phil, how many years has it been?
8+.
Ah, fantastic. So it didn't just sneak up. Didn't like wake up when they go, sweet mother of goodness. Did you guys know this was happening? What do you say? What do you say? How many years did you guys have to get something out there? How many years, Republicans? I'm looking around. I'm looking at all of you. You bitched, you whined, you moaned, you screamed, you yelled, you cried. It's destroying the economy. It's hurting healthcare. It's hurting the little guy. They're not saving $200. They're not saving $2,000. They're not saving $2,500. They couldn't keep their doctor. You guys have destroyed us with Obamacare. We're going to repeal. We're going to replace. Opportunity. Right there. Right there. Right there. And you delivered us turd in a box. And people who were smart enough to go, nah. And the fight is on. Fight is on. It is on. Let's be real. It is on. Now, while they didn't vote today, they're going to be working throughout the evening trying to get it done. The edict has come down from the president. This will get done. He is, what some people are saying, is definitely arm-twisting a little bit and has thrown out there that you will get this done or else. But a lot of the Freedom Caucus, a lot of the people out there, think that this is something that needs to be looked at because it is not a good situation, and it is indeed worse today and will be worse in a few years.
Voting for this is bad today, and it's going to be really bad in 2 or 3 years when the changes start kicking in and health insurance prices start going through the roof.
Yeah, that's Thomas Massie, Kentucky, congressman. Bad today. Bad today. And for whatever reason, there is this artificial kind of hurry-up offense fear that they've put on themselves. Like they have to get this done. Like they haven't told everybody, if we don't get it done by Friday at 5 p.m., all of us turn into pumpkins. We forgot to tell you that. What? I don't know what the answer is. What I do know is what I have heard I don't like. The Freedom Caucus is doing all they can to say, whoa, 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 whoa. There's some essentials we want out of here. Some essentials that we need out of here. We need to open this thing up a little bit. Where's the pooling come from? How are we going to make it better for everybody? And this is where I think we fool ourselves. We seem to think that they want to do better by us. I think we need to rethink that. They don't give a rat's ass about us. The Democrats screamed and yelled for years, healthcare is a right. And then all of a sudden, Obamacare comes. And who got to help them build that? Who was the architect in a good portion of that? The insurance companies. Who do you think screaming and yelling here? Who wants the big fat bailout? The insurance companies. We need to look at it from a different point of view. And that point of view is we actually think they give a rat's ass about us. That's why I say we, individuals, you and me, need to take full responsibility in finding an entrepreneurial way of either A, forcing their hand, but most importantly, B, building healthcare the way that we want it. Finding doctors out there that'll take cash. Figuring out ways that we can work within the community of doctors and whatnot to build something that's better for us. Because the insurance companies, they want their money. I would like my money. Thank you very much. The doctors are caught in the middle of this thing. The health world, the healthcare actual world, not the insurance world, but the healthcare world. And the Republicans, and let's be 100% honest here. Nobody wins if you have control of everything and healthcare lands at your feet in D.C. As much as it was a bot of us progressiveness in a lot of ways, it was also the way they attacked healthcare that caused them to lose as much as they did over the next 8 years. And now they've got to figure out a way overnight on how to not scare away the moderates in the party, how to appease the super conservatives in the party, and at the same time look like they give a rat's ass about you, me, and everybody else. And oh, by the way, how do they also make sure that the insurance companies get everything that they want, because we always know they want something. So that means there's going to have to be some tweaking.
If we can make sure that there is an adequate safety net, that pre-existing conditions are taken care of, where truly premiums start to go down for moms and dads, that's what it's all about. And I can tell you that that's what I heard over and over again.
You can't be all things to all people. When we look at government, our best bet when they get involved in stuff shouldn't be how can you fix it. It's how can you break. Which one of you idiots are going to break it the least? Then that's the one we're going to go with. And oh, Democrats, you guys jack the pooch. They're coming in and trying to fix something that you screwed up. You guys wrote a law. You didn't provide health care. You guys wrote a law. Understand that. You made it so the economy would have issues dealing with this, and small businesses, sole proprietors, entrepreneurs would struggle with this. So you can sit back there and cheer all you want. All you're doing is saying, I hope it's our bill that sinks this ship, not somebody else's bill, because you don't care either. It's about legacy. It's about pride. It's about narcissistic selfishness that is most of these people in D.C., regardless of what's by their name. It's insane. It is. And I am completely, you know, I used to think that they care. And then over the last several years, after knowing people, you know, being in this business, you start to realize, well, some kind of go there caring. I think a good portion of them go there with high hopes and I care attitudes. And I don't think they don't care, but they care first and foremost about themselves. You know, when you're on an airplane and the little mask comes down, they say, put it on yourself first and take care of everybody else. Here's my thing with DC. They all put it on there first and then they sit back. They don't put it on anybody else. They put it on us. Entrepreneurial way to figure this out. Small pockets of the country are starting to get it. But this is why you can't leave stuff like this to chance with people who have their own agenda in life. 7 years plus, you guys have had the opportunity. You've repealed and replaced it fakely in your mind, on television, in sound bites. You've criticized it. You've had every opportunity along the way to get together and put together something that was going to resemble something that may be, while probably not driving down premiums, at least a little bit more palatable for us, the public, to consume now that you guys are all in. And instead, you're trying to rush something through. You're trying to make everybody happy, except the people that are going to have to live under it, live with it. I've yet to find something where the government gets involved and we walk away with a smile on our face going, wow, you know, they could really, really do that well. No. Which one's going to break it the least is probably the best we're going to have. It's going to take an entrepreneur, it's going to take some cojones, and it's going to take some people thinking outside the box who are able to deliver us something that we as a country and as individuals are going to be able to actually go, now this is the way it should be done. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. I want you to give me a call. I want you to know, what do you think? GOP delayed it. They're going to try to get it through tomorrow. Will they, won't they? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can also text the program, 323-538-2423. A lot of people tweeting at us, at Chad Benson Show. Got two, not one, but two polls up there. One from earlier, which is, will they get enough votes to deliver a new health care bill or screw it up? A lot of people said screw it up. And the new poll is, it's a no vote today on repeal and replace Obamacare. Not enough votes. Is the setback for Trump and a GOP, is this a setback for them? 60% says yes, it is. 40% says no, it's the right thing to do. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
Paul Ryan's been saying it for weeks. It's a binary choice. You either take it, it's my way or the highway. I think he's been fed a bill of goods on this thing, and I do believe that there is something that can pass that actually would bring down insurance costs, but this bill doesn't do it.
Rand Paul, talking about Paul Ryan, talking about the bill that didn't even bring up a vote today, and there is an adage. Phil has reminded that. Producer Phil has reminded that on numerous occasions. What happened to, if I can't get enough votes that I know for sure, we're not bringing this thing anywhere near a vote. To me, it feels a little desperation-y, and I don't know why. The president, though, who didn't really build his campaign off the back of repeal and replace, that was a good portion of what you see the Republicans have now in the House and the Senate, was the repeal and replace people. No, a lot of what he built his presidency and his campaign on was immigration, ISIS, jobs, jobs, the wall, fight ISIS, jobs, jobs, jobs. Every once in a while, Obamacare strangling us, move back regulations. But he's now thrust himself in there, and he's also put himself in a situation where he has said, well, we can't do anything unless we get this done. What? So your first legislative battle, you've got a delay now. And the I can't do anything until we get this done thing makes me scratch my head. Because I don't think that's true. I think you can do something if you want to get it done. Now let's work on that. There's no need. This sense of urgency you've built for yourself is bizarre. I don't get it. I do not get it. But we'll see. We will see. Man. Tell you what, this is the perfect urban word of the day for us and for all of these people that are in politics. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
It's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. But today's urban word is perfect. Producer Phil, today's urban word is flack.
Flack?
Flack. Flack. F-L-A-Q. To be hated on, gossiped about, or socially abused for doing something. I think today you can say that many of these senators, these congressmen and women, these politicians, the assistants of the assistants of the assistants of the politicians are receiving a bunch of flack. And they're getting hated on based on this. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is stretched. By the way, if you're in Arkansas and you got nothing going on, they're looking for some volunteers. You're going to be busy, too, in this volunteering period. Producer Phil, it's not one. They need volunteers to witness 8 inmate executions over the next 10 days or so into April.
Like Texas, they're putting in an express lane?
They are. There's going to be a couch. Oh my God, it's executionapalooza. All right, let's see here. Okay, citizen witnesses at execution. You're going to be there to verify that they were carried out according to Arkansas law. Volunteer must be at least 21 years and old or older. An Arkansas resident, have no felony criminal history, have no connection to the inmate or the victim. That's right. So, I don't know. Man, that's crazy. And they're sending out, like, tweets. Dear people of Arkansas, it has come to our attention that over the next several days, we're going to be putting down a lot of folk. But unfortunately, most everybody knows everybody else in the state. So, if there's somebody who doesn't know these people, there's any way you could do us a solid and show up here, would you do it, Phil? Would you go watch one?
Oh, yeah. I would.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know why we don't televise. You know, now, you know it would be a huge thing. I think you should give the people the opportunity. Would you like to have your execution televised? If so, we're going to do it on pay-per-view, and the proceeds will be split amongst us, Don King, and the victims of your crime. It's kind of like a way of saying that's your solid, right? Your opportunity. Because if you say no, like, then you're like, whoa, God, not only did that guy kill that guy, but whoa, what a Richard he is. But I think you could totally do it. You could sell it for $99.99. At least one group of, at least one time, people will watch the hell out of it. You got to be early on, though, because by the last one, it's going to be not as, you know, people are like, ugh, you know, I've already seen eight of these. These are stupid now. I'm just saying. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I have an interesting text from somebody who doesn't like me. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
When you decide that you're going to say that a president of the United States has wiretapped you, which you know, which isn't true, and you have invited comment, it's no longer frivolous. This is serious, and he should not have done it. He should apologize not only to President Obama, but to the American people.
That's Nancy Pelosi there having a moment, I think, halfway through. Probably forgot where she was. Talking about wiretapping. Yesterday came out, there's no wiretapping, but there was some incidental information and data collected because people inside of the administration, before it was even the administration transition team, were talking to people that were actually being wiretapped. So there was some there, but not there in the way that the president said. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I said nobody really cares, and I moved on. But I got a text message from somebody. Understand, when you believe, you follow something, right? Like, you follow something. You follow whatever it is, politics, pop culture, whatever it is. You think the whole world follows it, and you think the whole world thinks it's amazing. Right? You do. You think the whole world thinks it's amazing, and that everybody cares. You listen to talk radio, you like politics. Probably more than the average bear, but you like politics. You come here for the conversation, the opinions, the whole nine yards. Got a text message from a guy yesterday who doesn't like me. That's okay, though. He's texted me on numerous occasions how much he dislikes me, by the way. Says he's never going to listen to me again. So, yeah. Says, real people don't know what's going on. So, is that the measure of what's important? Wiretapping by the last administration is pretty significant. I said, yeah. It is. I would say it's pretty significant. But the reality is it's not as significant as a lot of people would like to think it is in the day-to-day world that we live in. I deal with day-to-day issues. We talk about healthcare because every one of us, I've gotten two tweets and about three or four text messages in the last several minutes talking about the fact that people are frustrated in the way that this has gone on, and that one person said, this is hilarious, I'm feeling pretty hopeless again, RE health insurance, and looking at this month's premium bill on my desk. Another person tweets at me, 7 years, they're still working on it. The fact is, it's complete garbage, just the people put it together. My hope is his dumb voters suffer the most with this trash pile. People are frustrated. People are. He goes on to say, wiretapping by the last administration is pretty significant, so it wasn't important when, why were their phone conversations printed in the paper? People are always looking for something. Okay? And POTUS vindicated is a question that he asked, not volunteered or tweeted about, and what POTUS felt about the replacement for the Unaffordable Care Act is something that POTUS has been very vocal about all week, so your monologue yesterday was pointless. Well, first of all, he didn't really run on it. He said it all the time. It was a disaster. He's going to repeal and replace, blah, 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 blah. But this is still a Republican issue. The members of the House, right, the Senate, this is their issue. They were the ones who built everything around it. Paul Ryan, Mark Meadows, Jason Chaffetz, Ted Cruz, they didn't run on building a wall to bringing back jobs. They ran on, hey, repeal and replace. Hey, we're coming in here. We're going to do this, this, and this. We're going to get government out of your business. Most people don't care. I've talked to several people today. Ask them, do you know who Devin Nunes is? No. What do you think about wiretapping? I think it's stupid. I don't think it happened. And I don't care. Not that they, you could talk to them about it, but they look at you like it doesn't matter in their day-to-day life. And it really doesn't. I know, Chad, you're a massive jerk. You need to hyper-focus on stuff like this. There are plenty of shows out there that will give you everything you want. There are plenty of shows out there that will give you all that you want because they are no more or less, they are, for all intents and purposes, an extension of the White House. There are plenty of them out there. Go out there, find those shows. My show is about opinion, but my show is also about the truth. We want to find the truth in what matters to people day to day. What matters to people day to day? Living. What's it cost to live? Why is my dollar worth 94 cents now? Why is gas getting more expensive? Why is it that milk is more expensive? Why is it that the jobs aren't coming back like we thought they were going to come back? Why is it these people bitch, whine, and moan about healthcare for umpteen years? And now they've failed. Why is it my kid's school is struggling? Why is it that the stuff that we're studying now is obsolete by the time they get out of school and we're falling further and further behind? Stuff like that. The day-to-day things. Wiretap has very little effect on anybody unless you're the one being wiretapped or you're wiretapping somebody. And even at that point in time, do you really know? Do you? Do you? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. This was very interesting. Here's something to me that I found so interesting. I don't know how many views it was. Today, there was a lot of views, a couple million. And it's this fight in Atlantic City. These kids are fighting, and this guy rolls up on them. And he breaks up the fight. And I just took this to, because there was it was going viral. That's what kids want. And he breaks up the fight. Right now, it was at like 4 million today. It's 18 million views. It's tremendous. And he gives a speech in the middle of this, and it is spot on. And when we talk about the inner cities, and when you talk about kids, and when you talk about the stupidity of kids today, again, stuff, because most of us here listening have kids or dealing with kids in some way, shape, or form. But to give you this, he rolls up on these kids who are fighting, and what's going on around them? Everybody's got their phone out. Everybody's got a phone out. Everybody's pointing their phone at somebody to look at this fight as it goes viral. Take a listen to this.
All y'all the real cowards. Record that too. Everybody on the phone, record that.
Coward.
Everybody record on the phone. Real coward. Ain't cool, man. Y'all in the middle of the street. Look, she's smiling and laughing. They laughing. Look, he got a big smile on his face, bro. He got a big smile on his face. Look at your man right here. It's supposed to be your man. He dying. He can't. Look, he can't move his ass. Look, let's go. Look in the. Listen, look, they all laughing, little bro. But you really upset. And you really upset. You more mad than he is. I can see it in your face. So you fighting for a reason. He only fighting you because you want to fight him. The only reason I'm saying this to all y'all, yo, because y'all almost men. All of y'all, yo. Y'all almost men. Y'all ain't kids no more. Y'all girls ain't little girls no more. Y'all men, yo. Y'all men, yo. Don't make your mom and dad look like this, yo. Word up, man. And if y'all live around here, y'all listen with good. Mess that up, bot. Hey, yo, you, I know where you from. I know where you from. Humble beginnings. Your mom and dad worked hard to get where they at, yo. They worked hard to get where they at, yo. I'm telling y'all, yo, little bruh, your dad doing life. You think it's a game out here? Ain't no game out here. It's real out here, little bruh. Y'all playing games, yo. Stop playing games, man. Y'all don't, yo, I'm telling y'all, man, don't let nobody do that to y'all, man. Y'all shake hands, bro. I'm telling you, y'all gotta do that, bro.
I love that. I did. Let it play. I love that. Thank the moms later on. Know some of those kids. Your dad's doing life. Why are you smiling? You don't even know why you're fighting. Honesty. Like right in your face, honesty. Need more of that. You don't think men are important in kids' lives? By the way, that's also one of the things I took away from this. You don't think men are important in kids' lives? Absolutely they are. 110%. Selfish, narcissistic ways that kids all want to get likes and get their videos to go viral. Your video and everybody who's shooting this, their video went viral. The difference is it wasn't about a fight. It was about a guy who went out there and really talked about it. You guys are men. You need to grow up. I just found it to be, wow, I was like, damn. I think it's safe to say he put them on blast. But it's so true. It is so true. And we have this want to, like, hey, quick, grab your cameras. Grab your, let's film this. Grow up. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Just got a text from somebody. I dropped my health insurance so I could pay my mortgage. It's what matters right there. Matters. Did you drop it because you're wiretapped? No, because you had to pay your mortgage or your health insurance. Those things in life matter. What that guy was saying, young kids out there need some sort of role model and some discipline in their life. It may go out one ear, right? Boom, in one ear, boom, out the other. But I will tell you what, if one kid picks something up from that, that's a win in my book. That's absolutely a win in my book. You know what else is a win? Listening to me talk about things like precious metals. Not just gold. We talk about gold all the time. Gold's great. Yeah, gold is amazing. It is. There's another precious metal out there, silver. You guys ever heard of that? Silver? Silver is one of those precious metals as well that you can invest in, that your portfolio can have a piece of. And guess what? In a bull market, make some money. Even better money, dare I say, than gold? What? Yes. I've traded precious metals. I've traded in the futures market. I've traded everything and then some, silver and gold. Yes, I have traded them. And I will tell you, the one thing about precious metals is the upside potential with the downside balance of your portfolio. Just in case the marketplace takes a dip, guess what happens? You're protected. Boom. Killing two birds with one stone investment-wise. I'd like you to consider using a company I trust. They're called Goldco Precious Metals. They're ethical. They're honest. They're knowledgeable. Key. Knowledge is key. They're going to give you fantastic advice on how to invest in precious metals to protect what you've worked so hard to earn. Visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Goldco. That's BensonGold.com. BensonGold.com. Go there, check it out. They're going to give you the real skinny on how this works and not some scare tactic to get you to buy. They're going to give you a real skinny on how this works. BensonGold.com. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You happy about the Republicans? Did they do the right thing? I think they did. I still want to know why we're pushing this thing through so fast. I'd like to know more. And by the way, they said even if it kind of got through today, Senate was going to kill it. Just dead on arrival. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
The man was British born, and that some years ago, he was once investigated by MI5 in relation to concerns about violent extremism. He was a peripheral figure.
A peripheral figure. That was Theresa May. She is the Prime Minister of the UK. Talking about yesterday's attack, which killed 5 people, wounded 40. A peripheral figure, person on the outside. MI5, they all knew who the guy was, 52-year-old. ISIS claimed responsibility for said attack. There was another issue today, I think this time was in Belgium or France, that didn't come off. The car is going to be the new weapon of choice, it looks like. Well, you double up, right? You've got a weapon inside of the vehicle, and then you got your car. You mow down as many as you can, is the way that they're thinking. And then you get out and then you try to jihad from there. So they did know who he was. 8 arrests were made. I'm sure there will be more. Birmingham was one of the places they targeted. There are several places inside of Great Britain that, having lived there for almost a decade, that, yes, it is. I don't want to say it's a no-go zone for everybody. But there are certain times, like everything else, man, like East St. Louis, there's just certain times you don't go there, right? What was it, Chris Rock, producer Phil, about Martin Luther King Street?
That's the one place you don't want to be.
Yeah, it's just honest. But when it comes to, you know, if you're a 22-year-old beautiful young woman like in Luton and you happen to be of British descent, if you will, maybe a crackery kind of pale British rose complexion, and you have a short skirt on and you're walking there, you may feel uncomfortable, not from the catcalls, but from the names that you're going to get called outside of that because of certain areas where they move as a group, and that's what's going on there. They're not thrilled. They don't want to be there. It's an odd situation. And yesterday, again, was a horrible, horrible situation perpetrated by an absolutely horrible, feeble-minded individual, and unfortunately this is going to be something that we're probably going to see in the future. It's just the way of Western life. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. So the NFL is trying to figure out, you know, yesterday we talked about the video on demand. I don't know if you guys were fortunate enough to hear the show. Thank you so much again, as always. But there's 7 of the 8 major motion picture companies are in discussions to allow first-run movies anywhere between 7 and 14 days after being shown in the theater to be purchased and watched at home. Therefore, you know, thinking, well, I'm not going to go see this movie. You know, I want to go see John Wick, but I'd like to see it with my buddies. We don't have time this week. Yeah, we can rent it next week. The NFL's trying to make the at-home experience better because one of the big complaints is it takes too long. They don't want to see the kickoff. You know, they kick the guy, scores a touchdown, do the extra point, go to commercial, come back, kick the ball off, go to commercial, come back. You know, they don't want that. They're sick and tired of that, and they're trying to fix it all, and it's about the speed of the game. It is. It is. And they're going to play around with a ton of rules. But we have such an attention span right now of a gnat in this country. I think in this world, I'm not going to say just this country. I think this world, we have the attention span of a gnat. NFL is trying to figure it out. You know who's got it down in a lot of ways? I mean, soccer. It's 90 minutes. You get there, it's 90 minutes. So maybe you're there for 2.5 hours between pulling into the parking lot, getting into the building, getting your food, putting your butts on the seat, watching the game, and leaving maybe 2.5 hours. Not 4.5 hours. Not who knows what with baseball. We want a set time because we want to get it out. Even now, it's a struggle for people to go to movies, not check their phone. It's because we have the attention span of the gnat. And I'm glad they're thinking about getting rid of the commercial after commercial in the NFL. It drives me crazy. It does. It drives me absolutely crazy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program. A lot of people upset about the Obamacare failure today to repeal. But it's okay. It's not over. It's not like you get one shot. You can do many, many opportunities if you want. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.